Feingold says he used this week's meeting with Kagan to learn more about her views on the scope of executive branch powers.
With all the justices or judges that have come before me for appointment, I have thoroughly vetted this question of what happens with executive power in times of war. Does somehow the executive acquire a power that they don't even have in the Constitution? You know, she was very thoughtful in discussing exactly what the rules are. She was willing to discuss it at some length with me.
Feingold has been the Senate's most outspoken critic of the powers that the executive has exercised since the 9/11 attacks in spying on citizens and using military commissions for prosecuting terrorism suspects. Feingold says he's not worried about Kagan's lack of experience as a judge, something her critics have stressed since her nomination. Feingold notes she's argued several cases before the High Court as the current Solicitor General.
I literally have no concern about her ability to intellectually and otherwise to be prepared to be a judge. In fact, I think it's a very good thing that she hasn't been a judge. It shows. I'm glad there are some people that have been judges on the court, but they need some balance.
Feingold will join other members of the Senate Judiciary Committee next month in asking Kagan more questions when the official confirmation process begins. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.